In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The message you're about to listen to is from Mercy Throne Missions, Elisha, Osun State. We believe that God is going to impact, enlarge, and give you directions for God's purpose to fulfill in your life through the teachings of God's anointed servant, Apostle Ezekiel Adenipekun. God bless you as you listen.
We want to experience your love and care and touch in our lives. Let your hand be upon us. Let your grace rest upon us. Let your word come like fire. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray, and the church will say, we want to thank the name of the Lord for bringing us all. We are observing a fasting and prayer, and in 2 days' time we should be through with the fasting. By tomorrow and next tomorrow we are done with our 21 days fasting. Can somebody celebrate the Lord Jesus for that? Come on, do that. You can do better than that. Amen. It was like a joke, but the Lord has given us the strength. Today is the how many days now? Today is the 19th day. We have 2 more days to go. God is faithful. And I pray you have testimony to share in Jesus' name. Amen. Tell the people that did not come to church because they didn't fast. Tell them that we are almost through. They should come to church. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have been looking into some topics. The knowledge of God for the past 19 days. We have been teaching, checking the scriptures about having to know God. Some of us have problems, but the problem we have is lack of knowledge. The devil is fighting you not by any sickness or anything. He's just fighting you by your ignorance. He's fighting you with ignorance. But today, I pray the Lord will give you an understanding in Jesus' name. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So lack of knowledge claims a man's life. Lack of knowledge puts a man in a consistent state of affliction. This shall be a new season for you in Jesus' name. Ah, I love a better amen. Amen. Psalm 136. I want to read few verses, and then we'll go back there later. But I want to read few verses from Psalm 136. I would like you to open your heart for what God is about to do tonight, because I know God is going to touch you and give your life a total turnaround in Jesus' name. A better amen. Amen. Psalm 136, I will read from verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. I want to speak on what I titled Knowing God as Merciful. Knowing the merciful God. Knowing God as merciful. It is not enough to talk about how I explained to you that the name of the Lord in Elohim is a declarative name, but the name Jehovah is a revelatory name. It's revelational. He reveals. Knowing God as God of mercy is a declarative name. He has mercy in his hand. But when we know him as merciful, then we have known him as Jehovah, who can show us mercy. There's somebody listening to me today. The mercy of the Lord will locate you. mercy of the Lord is who the person of God is. Mercy is the person of God. God as mercy are the same personality. Mercy is like you're talking about somebody's character. Mercy is one of God's character. I pray that the Lord will give you understanding this evening of mercy in the name of Jesus. As much as love is known with God, so also is mercy known with God. In fact, love cannot be spoken about without mercy. It is mercy that provokes love. In fact, you know what? It is the mercy of God that is the basis and the foundation of love. For God to say he wants to express his love towards humankind, it was his mercy that solicited for God to express love. A man can desire anything he wants in life without mercy recommending him to God. That man will die in the place of prayer. But for you tonight, mercy will locate you. I would really like a good amen. Mercy is as old as eternity. And because mercy is as old as eternity, it means that mercy was there when the decision of creation was taken, was made. Mercy was there when God was saying, I want to create man in my image. Mercy was there when God was saying, let there be tree. Just as the Holy Spirit was there hovering over the waters, mercy was also there. Mercy is older than everyone. Mercy is the greatest and the highest goodness of God to humankind. He said, give thanks to God. Give thanks unto God, unto the Lord, for his good. Did you see? For his mercy endureth forever. The goodness of God can be quantified, can be measured by the amount of mercy that is in a place. You will enjoy God's mercy. I have seen people, you should know by now, I have seen people that come to seek for God in a hopeless situation. And God will not even allow them to fast. You just let them go. Just, your case is settled. That's all. And you just see them sharing testimony. And one man can be in one case for 10 years, fasting and praying every day on one matter. And God is just watching. Tonight, the Lord will show you mercy. The highest revelation of God is his mercy. God cannot reveal himself, cannot appear to a man beyond mercy. The highest, when you ask somebody, say, have you had an encounter with God? Say, yes, I have seen an angel before. Good for you. Another person said, I had a dream. I saw one baba, one old man with gray hair. The man was telling me, this is this and that and that. Good for you. But the highest form of revelation about God that a man can have is mercy. The day God appeared to you and say, I will have mercy upon you. Somebody tonight, the Lord will appear to you. Please, do you understand me? Okay. Yeah, I'll get there now. Let's go to the book of Exodus chapter 33, I believe. Exodus chapter 33. Okay, Exodus chapter 33. This was an account of a man who had seen God through the revelation of fire. who has seen God through the revelation of blood, who has seen God through the revelation of manna, who has seen God through the revelation of cloud of glory. But he said, Lord, I want to see your glory. He knew that there was more in God than cloud. He knew that there was more in God than blood. He knew that there was more in God than water. He knew that there was more in God than fire. He said, Lord, I want to see your glory. Let me show you Exodus chapter 33 and verse 18. And he said, okay, from verse 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And the Lord said to him, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. God said, the greatest He said, I will make all my goodness to pass before you. All the goodness that God ever possessed is hidden in his mercy. He said, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. But his mercy endureth forever. All the goodness of God is the revelation of his mercy. When a man obtained the mercy of God, he has obtained everything that God has. Talking of healing, oh, you have it. Deliverance, oh, you have it. Blessings, oh, you have it. When the mercy of the Lord locates a man, everything about goodness in God is given to that man. Tonight, that mercy will find you. The Bible says Jesus was going one day and he came to the border of a town called Nain. And he saw people carrying the dead, the corpse of a child, of a widow. The only child of a widow who died. And the Bible said Jesus was moved with compassion. And he told the people that carried the corpse, stay there. And he touched the corpse and he said, rise up. And the child came back to life. He didn't have any program and agenda for that person. His journey was not to that family. But the Bible says he was moved with compassion. That is mercy. Jesus did what he didn't plan to do. I pray for somebody tonight. By the mercy of the Lord, I say God will have compassion on you. Let us be sincere with one another. Many of us, we didn't want anything from God. Many of us, let's be sincere. We are not worth of any good thing from God. Because of our characters, because of our lifestyle, because of the family we came out from, we did not deserve a dime of any good thing from God. But you know what? When the mercy of God comes to a man's life, he will clear off all the past record that has made him to suffer. Today, mercy will clean your record. Look at your amen. It's provoking me. I say, mercy will clean your record. So, and then he said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Moses said, I want to see your glory. God said, my glory that you see is my goodness and my mercy. So the highest form of God's glory is his mercy. Are you following me? Some people have tried to describe the glory of God. They say, it's like a sun. Nobody, when the glory of God appears in a place, nobody can look at it. They've described the glory of God like a light, like a shining, you know, star, like this and that, like a cloud. They described the glory of God as much as they could. But God told Moses, you want to see my glory? Okay, I will let you see my glory. He said, that my glory that you are expecting to see is that my goodness and my mercy shall pass before you. When you can see my goodness and my mercy, there is nothing about me that is greater than that. That's my glory. Somebody tonight, you will see the goodness of God. Amen. Mercy is the biggest negotiator in heaven. The Bible says mercy prevail over judgment. It means that there was an argument. Or rather, let me say, it means there was a debate. Mercy prevail over judgment. When God declare his judgment upon a nation or a person, the Bible makes us to know that the only thing that can reverse that judgment is mercy. Mercy prevails over judgment. Tonight, mercy will prevail over your life. Say, mercy prevail over judgment in my life. I just want you to understand this mercy before I divert, you know, I go a little bit out of that line so that I can show you something. That at the end of this service, you have something powerful to hold on to. In the name of Jesus. For the sake of mercy, Jesus left his glory in heaven. For the sake of mercy, God came to the level of a man. For the sake of mercy, God took the place of man on the cross. For the sake of mercy, God gave man waiver from the law. That you can be on earth and the law is not dominating over you. Let us look at a case study of mercy. David as a case study of mercy. As Elijah was the case study of our prayer model. Elijah is the role model of prayer in the Bible. So also is David the role model of our prayers, of mercy. David, a man of mercy, is a merciful man. Remember that the Bible says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. David, a man, a merciful man. Number two, a man after God's heart. David, a worshiper. David, an army of God. David, a man of absolute obedience. David, a shepherd of God's people. The king, the prophet, and the priest at the same time. Mercy can be obtained in two ways. This is where I want you to listen to me. Everything I've said earlier is just preamble. Mercy can be obtained in two ways. Number one, mercy can be obtained according to the sovereignty of God. According to his power and authority, he just make up his mind. Nobody can question. when God said, I'm here to show mercy on somebody, hello, no devil can stop him. It's unquestionable God. Look at Jacob. Esau was Jacob's elder brother. Yes, they were twin, but Esau came out before him. So Esau is the eldest. Two children came coming out of a woman's womb. Never seen, never done any good thing on earth. They never paid any sacrifice, no seed, no offering. Never gave their life to Jesus. They never know God, who even made them. There was nothing in record of these two children. And God said, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. The subjectivity of God that can pick a man who is not qualified and just say, I qualify you today. Hallelujah. I just discovered that a lady died recently when I made the inquiry about her. You know, I used to talk about the lady. As at the time I know her, the last time I saw her, she was confessing that she has aborted for 18 pregnancy. She's into prostitution. She has aborted how many? The moment they sleep with that, she's pregnant. Boom. And somebody's on the mountain crying to God, if only you can give me one. 18. Although she's dead now. Because I think that mercy of God is enough. If God can keep you to have 18 abortions and you are still alive. 18. As at that time. I didn't know what happened later. And I'm talking of 2007 now. Can you do the math? God will watch a woman do prostitution all her life. And the moment she get married, she give birth to wonderful children, no sickness, no disease. And nothing will happen. And a woman who has kept herself a virgin, has never slept with anybody, will go and get married. They will spend all this money and then she will be bragging and proud that my husband married me a virgin. I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin. You keep declaring you're a virgin. You get married to the pastor. And the pastor come and marry you because you're a virgin. And that pastor will wait upon the Lord for 23 years. A child will not come. In the presence of the Lord, there are realms and seasons. There are times and situations where when we meditate about God on this matter, you need to understand the path of God that is God. There is a God part of God. There is a paternal part of God. There is a place where God makes his choice and decide what to do with a man's life. And there's nobody that can question him. Jacob I love, Esau I hate. Go and call your lawyer. And that statement that came to those two children that day determined the rest of their life. Jacob, very subtle, deceiver, fraudster, a scammer. In fact, an arm robber. God said, I love him. And one innocent, hardworking guy. God said, no, I didn't love this one. I love this one. And that statement, for the rest of that guy's life, he never fit into it. Tonight, God will show you mercy. Say, Father, please, tonight, have mercy on me. Can you talk to God in one voice? Shatabara gadabayada. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen to me. I know of a man of God. Some of us who are here know. As at 2010, I was on the mountain that the man is presiding on. And I was counting 2010, the Omar Jeep is still raining. And I saw his compound. And I counted 9 vehicles parked in his compound. Aside from the ones that are not inside the compound. 9 vehicles. 9. Listen to me. This man said, when God called him into ministry, he wanted to fast and get power. God told him, Mr. Man, I didn't send you to fast. Any day you fast, you are wasting your time. And there are other people on the same mountain doing 40 days and 40 nights seeking for power. This man is as big as this. He said, God said I should not fast. And if you see miracles and signs and wonders on that mountain, you'll be afraid. Maybe people could come to a prophet like me. We'll pray for them. Minister, go answer. They will go. In fact, some of them, you need to call and say, how are you? Say, Pastor, no verse. I'll go still call you. There, they call 1 million. Offering. 2 million. Pay! If you don't have money, you can't see them. And God did not say, Mr. Man, maybe I gave you that thing free of charge. Unquestionable God. Jacob, I love. Esau, I hate. Let me show you something. When Jacob got married, he had children. He had Reuben, his firstborn. He had other children. God skipped Reuben and every other children in the family. He came to the family of Judah. He came to his son Judah and said, through this one, Jesus will be associated. Jesus will take this name and attach to his CV. He will be called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's not the firstborn, no. What did Judah did? Picking a boy among 12 children of Jacob. Among the 12, he picked one. Not the firstborn. Not the second. Not the third. He decided to just pick him out of the family and say, you know what? You, among them. Jesus will be associated to you. He will come from your lineage. When the mercy of God show up in a man's life, there's nothing you can do. Eliab was there. God told Prophet Samuel, go to the house of Jesse. Go and make a king for me. Any man you pour this oil upon becomes the king of Israel. And the firstborn show up. God said it's not the one. Second born, third born, fourth born, fifth born, sixth born, seventh born. And then the prophet said, is there no, your children are finished in this house. Is there no any other person? The father said, well, there's one small boy among them. He's in the field keeping the sheep. Ah. Prophet Samuel said, sir, you don't know why I'm here. A man that mercy has located, heaven and earth will stand still on his behalf. Prophet Samuel said, Nobody will sit down. Seven of these people that are standing here, they must stand here. You, the father, you remain standing. The mother will remain standing. Me, the prophet that God said, I will remain standing. Until that boy come, nobody is sitting down. And when he came, God said, this is the one I choose. The hefty, physically qualified children of Jesse, God bypassed them and looked for the last born to put on the throne. Mercy will locate you. See, there are things when I meditate about God, I just keep quiet. I say, you know what? Lord, all glory and honor belong to you. I won't pass my boundary. God who will pick somebody who is a drunkard, who is not interested in anything that has to do with God, and God will just put Holy Spirit upon him, and the power of prophecy will come upon him, and there's somebody who has said, Lord, use me, here I am, send me. I was on one mountain some years ago. People were on the mountain for 15 years praying for power. They didn't go home. Yet they didn't have the power. About the Jacob being chosen by the sovereign will of God. David being chosen by the sovereign will of God. Judah being chosen by the sovereign will of God. What about Jabez? Jabez was giving birth and the mother said, your name is sorrow. And the guy rose up one day and said, no, Lord, we need to renegotiate this thing. I don't want to be called a child of sorrow. I want to be called a blessed child. And God said, as you have declared, so shall it be. There's somebody here, God will change your status tonight. Please, do you understand me? There is the mercy of the Lord comes in two ways. There is the dimension of mercy that God just look at a man, he just pick you out of all. And then when it's like me now, there are some testimony about my life that you ask me, can you teach us the process? I say, which process? God was leading, I was just following. I didn't know how I got here. There are many things about my life I can't explain to you, but I've learned that there's something. The only explanation I can give is what? The mercy of God. Mercy can be a lineage inheritance. That's why I started with the first one. So that if you want to pray tonight, maybe your prayer will be Lord, by your unquestionable authority, let your mercy locate me. Because I want you to pray today. I'll round up now. The second dimension where mercy can locate a man is when there is a lineage inheritance of mercy. Mercy can be transferred. If God have mercy upon a father, there is tendency that the child will enjoy it. When God walked with David with the covenant of mercy, even Solomon, the adulterer, enjoyed God's mercy. This is very scarce in Nigeria. Who is your father? The chief priest of Amoka land. Who is your father? He's the Sango and the Ogun priest in Southwest. Some of us are fortunate to have fathers who are Christian. What about your grandfather? Some of them are they are in fraternity. Some of them are in this court in the village that they have used people's destiny and the destroy lives, and then you are here crying for mercy. The only thing you are going to inherit is trouble. Because let me show you what God said in Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Exodus 20 and verse 5. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord thy God. I'm a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Some of us, your grandpa is a witch doctor, your great grandpa is a witch doctor. What mercy do you want to inherit? Which one? You can only inherit wickedness and judgment. Second dimension of God mercy is a lineage inheritance. David, his son Solomon, enjoyed it. Abraham, Isaac enjoyed it. Jacob enjoyed it. Joseph enjoyed it. Saul's generation has nothing to do with mercy. Listen to me. Listen to this. The mercy that Jonathan enjoyed was not from his father Saul. It was from God himself. It's a sovereign mercy. It's God making his choice to pick Jonathan out of his father's house. And today we teach powerfully about Mephibosheth. How God remembered him through David. How David went to Lodebar and bring him and make him to sit down at the table of the king and eat bread. We quote how mercy worked for Mephibosheth. You forgot that it was an inherited mercy. He got it from Jonathan. The mercy located him based on what Jonathan did. The covenant between him and David, his father. Tonight, you will find God's mercy. Mercy is a personality. Mercy can be dwelling with you. Mercy can sleep with you. Mercy can, let me show you something. Mercy can become your friend, that anywhere you go to, people just see the mercy instead of you. And then they say, I just feel like helping you. I just feel like helping you. When you see men, people hating you, it's an indication that mercy is not seen around you. Some say, I don't know why they just hate me. Anywhere I go to, they just... No, it's not your fault. It's because they cannot see mercy there. Mercy is a personality. He works with us daily. Today, mercy will become your friend. Mercy is a proof of God's presence. Yes. Anywhere God is, mercy is there. Mercy is God's special provision for humanity. Let me show you something. If God should ask me today and say, Apostle, I say, yes, sir. Choose between love and mercy. I say, Lord, you know the one I'll pick now. Once you have mercy on me, I will enjoy your love. Now, when mercy is in place, either I love you or I don't love you, it doesn't matter. But love does not necessarily mean mercy. Because God can have mercy upon the people that does not love him. He make rain to fall on the wicked and the righteous. Hallelujah. Please, am I making sense to you? Now, tell me what you did that made Jesus to die for you. Today, the mercy that will take your life out of affliction into convenient mercy of rest, that mercy will locate you. Mm. me round up so that we can pray. How many of you are ready to pray tonight? But let me show you. I read a scripture to you. I didn't complete it. And showing mercy unto thousands, he said, I'm a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. But he said in verse 6, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandment. Listen. His iniquity will visit on third and fourth generation. It expires there. Even if there's a curse in your family, once you didn't fall into the third and the fourth generation, it won't affect you. So it means if your grandfather was wicked, your father was wicked, okay, it can affect you. Your great-grandfather is wicked, your grandfather is wicked, your father is wicked, it will affect you. But if your great-great-grandfather is wicked, your great-grandfather will enjoy it. Your grandfather will enjoy it. Your father enjoy it. It won't get to you. God said my vengeance will go from the third and the fourth generation. He said, but my mercy will go to 1,000 generations. Hallelujah. So when judgment expires on the third and fourth generation, mercy continues to 1,000 generations. That's why we are crying tonight. That his mercy can silence judgment. Listen, when mercy shows up, even the third generation, he can tell the curse or the judgment, say, stop there. You have afflicted one and two generations. You can't come here. I am here. Because mercy prevail. Remember, prevail over judgment. So let me show you something while we go to pray. I'll go back to that Exodus chapter 33. Look at what God said to the man who was crying and saying he wants to see God by fire, by force. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy upon whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou cannot see my face, for there shall no man see my face and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. And it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth, I will put thee in the cleft of the rock. Listen to me. No man can enjoy the mercy of God without Christ, the solid rock. That rock was Jesus. If you stay behind the rock, my goodness and mercy will pass before you. Let me show you something. When you are not a child of God, there's a tendency that you cannot negotiate mercy. But if you are in Christ Jesus, the rock, the Bible says you can stay behind him and the mercy of the Lord can pass before you. God told him that my mercy will pass. But the only way it will pass, I'll put you behind the cliff of the rock. See, there is no amount of confession of sin that can take away your sin. There's no amount of righteousness that you can. If he said the best of our righteousness is as a filthy rag. Is that correct? Yes, but look at it. In Christ, we find our righteousness. So if you have not given your life to Jesus as your Lord and Savior, forget about mercy. Rise up on your feet.
We believe that you've been richly blessed through this message. For prayers and counseling, please contact the ministry on 0703-914-914-2529 or 0802-090-1803. Mercy Throne Missions, recruiting God's future generals for purpose with passion and power.